Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday night. It is January 16th. I am Dave. Jim will be joining me shortly. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and you are penetrating the veil on the show tonight. We are going to discuss our upcoming investigation, Kane, Pennsylvania. Yes, an entire town at our disposal. We will be there Friday, Saturday, and leave Sunday. And Jim and his wife actually went up last weekend. And they did a few little things and got to see everything and scope out the place. And Jim and Holly and Matt did a few sessions with the Fazzle Box in the chapel. Hello, everybody watching the live stream. We have Kathy, Holly, Henny, Sheila. I'm doing okay, Sheila. My elbow is very sore still. My back's locked up today, but I'll be all right. We have Becky. We have Debbie. How is everyone? First things first, I am, as you can see, busy, very busy, trying to get the prize winners' gifts out to them. I have most of them packaged up, ready to be shipped, but since my fall this week, earlier this week, I've been kind of hobbled and haven't been able to finish the volume 2 of our EVP CD. I have it actually on my other monitor, ready to go. I just have to burn the discs, get the labels printed on them, and ship them out. Get that as soon as I can. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for jumping in. But what we're going to do tonight is kind of discuss with Jim once he gets over here from his lab what he did when him and his wife went to Kane this week, past weekend, to kind of scope things out. James Houston, how are you, buddy? They went up for a little weekend getaway, and Holly was gracious enough to allow them in. They did their some sightseeing and got some good history about the place. And Holly and Matt and Jim did a few Pheasant Box sessions in the chapel. Hi, Ginger. And he has posted some of them, I know, on the Facebook page, but we're going to get to discuss that at length this show. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for jumping in. And that'll lead into our preview of the investigation we'll be having this coming weekend. We actually leave tomorrow. Daniel Klaus will be there. How you doing, bud? Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Thanks, Tiff. I'm on the mend. I should be all right. I'm sorry to hear that you broke your wrist, Becky. That's terrible. I hope you're going to mend well and quickly. Sheila says, okay, you started this when I was in the hospital. Tell me about it. Okay, well, while you were out from your surgery, Sheila, we had we reached 1,000 followers on Facebook, so Haley and I came up with Follower Appreciation Week, and we had questions posted on our Facebook page, and whoever answered them correctly in the, before the deadline, their names went into a hat, and they were randomly drawn out. Some people won CDs of our Volume 2 of our EVPs. Some people won shirts, and some people won hats, some people won all three. Chris Walsh won the runner-up prize, which was a over-the-phone reading from Haley and Janet, and then Jim Houston won the grand prize, which was if he shows up to an investigation we're going to be at, we will pay his way in. So that's how that came about. But that's okay. You don't have to worry about that, Sheila. We've got something for you already. So, but this weekend it came. We said Daniel Klass, owner of the Hinsdale House Restoration Project, will be there along with us. Haley has just joined in. Hi, Sandy. Sorry to hear about the window, Daniel. I hope everything got taken care of. So, Jim went up last Saturday, I think, him and his wife, and Holly was there to greet them, and they got a tour of some of the different buildings in the town, and they got into the They got into the chapel where Jim and Holly and Matt, her historian, did some Phasma Box sessions. And I know Jim's posted a couple, I think, already on our Facebook page, if you want to go hear those. And then we're going to discuss that and the vibe. And I know some of you watch live, so good. Glad to hear it's all fixed up, buddy. Brandy Burr Brothers, how are you? And as everyone could see who did watch the live, there was a ton of activity from Holly's Melmeter and Jim's REM pod. So as soon as Jim got back, I made sure to ask him if he had did a sweep before they turned those on with his tri-field to make sure there's no kind of interference from anything else. And no, he said he did a sweep and everything was dead zero. So all of that stuff was happening live. And yes, they do believe it was the general himself. That little area, if you watched the live, you saw there was a kind of a window in the background. Holly's Melmeter was on this side, and our REM pod was on this side. And the way Jim has explained it to me, right outside that part of the building is where the general was buried. So, obviously, it lends us to believe that that's who was trying to make contact. So, Stephanie Miller, how are you? Thanks for joining in. It's family there. Excuse me. So, we'll grill Jim when he gets over here. He's finishing up an audio clip right now. And then that will lead into our build-up for this weekend's investigation. We'll actually be leaving tomorrow to head up, Jim, Haley, and I. And then we'll meet everyone up in Kane. And then we're scheduled to head back Sunday, but the weather may not cooperate. We may have to wait till Monday. I'm hoping not, but we'll see. And there's that. Okay. That was, we're packing up from Christmas, and I guess that was a box of Christmas stuff that kind of fell. So, Terry Thomas, part owner of the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg, has just joined us. Thanks for tuning in, buddy. Jim actually saw him today to get our IR super rig, if you will. Giant IR spotlights that we have bolted to a rig and wheels, so we can kind of move that around a lot easier. I wouldn't say little brother, Terry. I'd say younger brother. I'm not little anymore. So as soon as Jim gets over here, we'll get into that. If anybody has any questions, feel free to post them in the comment section. Oh, and speak of the devil, actually speak of my partner. Here comes Jim now.
And I do have a couple I've isolated.
Okay.
For later tonight.
Okay.
An interesting little tidbit. Pretty clear that the Kane family was visiting with us.
Yeah, I was just telling everybody, you know, that you had gone up with Yvonne, and you did a few Phasma Box sessions. From the chapel.
We had a wonderful weekend.
Speaking of which, before you get into it, I wanted to ask Haley. I wasn't sure. and I hadn't had a chance to ask Holly. Haley was curious if the chapel is done in any kind of denomination. Is it Mormon? Is it a
no?
It's just run of the mill chapel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no there's several beautiful colored glass windows where, you know, depending on the time of day, the light comes through.
Okay.
They use the lilies of the field in, I guess, some of the family crest or whatever, and that's one of the main windows there.
Okay.
There's not what you would typically associate with a lot of religious symbols. So I would say it's pretty much non-denominational.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there a spot where they did sermon of some kind from?
Well, there were.
Was it more of like the type of thing you would see for viewings and things for the dead prior to their actual burial at the grave site?
Well, it's been altered from the original. The chapel area has been altered from the original.
Okay.
Added after the Cain family was involved, there's a pipe organ now, which is very
Ooh,
prominent
okay.
in the front, and it works.
Ooh, fantastic.
Okay. So there's a pipe organ. Matthew was able to display that for us.
Okay.
The very front of it, instead of having like a pew, a pulpit and stuff, it's sort of a stage, not a tall
okay.
stage. You know, it sits up about as high as this
okay.
shelf, and it goes back. And so it presents itself as a ledge, and you can put a few chairs up there.
Mm-hmm.
In the back around, there is a little mount that one could speak from, but it's sort of open with that with the organ, and Matt had told us that was put in later. There are bells in the chapel up top, but the way it's built with glass and stuff, the bells can't ring. Although there's been some alluding that occasionally
you'll hear
bells.
Huh.
But physically, it the bells can't play into it.
Okay.
So
Brandy Burr Brothers says she just got her Fazzle box.
Oh, great.
That should be good. And Holly said the window of the lilies was a gift to Elizabeth from the general.
Okay.
So.
So, and there's some recessed windows on the sides.
And I was telling them, from what you relayed to me, make sure I got this right, and the one window in the back, you had Holly's Melmeter on this side and your REM pod over here. Directly on the other side of that, on the outside of the building, is where the general's buried, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
As you approach the chapel from the one direction, there's two entranceways,
okay.
left and right, each with some steps. And between those two, I guess all told, maybe we're looking at about 4 or 5 feet from the approaching it to where the doors are.
Okay.
And between there, with an black iron rail in front, is the general.
Okay.
His interment area sits up and fills that space. And there's a metal plate on the top of that, on the top of his area there, which has his name and his dates and stuff. So, yes, from that back of the chapel to where the general actually is only the thickness of the wall and a few feet. So the general's like right there. And that's where, as we started our session Saturday evening,
okay.
the Melmeter and the REM pod, a mini REM pod, were just going off. I took, and this was important, David asked me about this. I took our tri-field, which anybody...
Prior to going live.
Anybody not familiar with the tri-field, it gives you readings on electrical,
microwave
and magnetic.
And magnetic, right.
So if there's any kind of...
And is it the magnetic that has the high and the low setting?
Yes, yes. And anyhow, all of those were zeros. All of those were zeros. And it's just, and it did work. I mean, I could, you know, they have they also have a test area on it, and the test area worked. So it wasn't that the tri-field wasn't working. As these REM pods are just constantly going off, and Holly and I, Matt, we were all there, sort of amazed. All the readings are zero, so it's not faulty wiring. It's not any other instrumentation we might have influencing it. They were all going off. We also put some other sensors in windows coming forward, and this is before we turned on the Phasma box.
Right.
the windows coming to the forward part where the stage and the pipe organ is, they started triggering. The back started reducing its intensity. The sensors in the windows started triggering, or they're not as extreme
but
in the back.
Almost as if what was back there was
coming forward
to you.
And then finally we had the general's rocking chair on the stage. Matt had the chair there, and he sat in the chair. He allowed me to sit in there too as well. And by then we had the REM pod, I mean the phasma box, in the front of the stage. So as the activity swung to the front of the stage, it was almost that they came forward to engage the phasma box and speak. The activity in the far back continued on and off throughout, but its intensity in that diminished as the activity in the front picked up. So it was really, to all three of us, it was pretty obvious that there was a spirit flow. And a couple of those tapes you'll hear where Matt's inquiring as to whether it's the general's daughter. For those who are not familiar with Cain Chapel, the general's daughter, at the age of 47, was in the chapel. Judith was her name. And I believe Hallie and them will let me know if I'm wrong. I believe it was Judith. And anyhow, she, at the age of 47, she herself was a physician, an MD. She suffered a fatal heart attack in the chapel during, basically, they were singing. It was a hymnal. And Matt alluded to the song. I don't remember it offhand, but they had recently isolated where she was when she had the fatal heart attack. And so we had some instrumentation in that spot. We did not get any readings on that during this session that we're going to play.
Okay.
We did at other times.
Okay.
But that's one of the focal points we'll utilize. Another thing I'll point out, too, is during all of this, there were innumerable bangs and bumps and everything going on in the chapel, including we heard several from the roof structure.
I actually was listening to the live. I didn't listen long because I had to get to bed for work, but listening live, I actually could hear, just before you guys said anything, something on the stairs off to...
Yes.
When you were sitting on stage, it was off to your left.
Yes. Yes, there is a lower floor, and the access to that lower floor is by a set of stairs just to the side of that stage. And during the sessions we did, on several occasions, there were footsteps coming up. We could hear and bangings and stuff
and
on that
Holly
side.
And says her name was Harriet.
Harriet. I don't know why I keep thinking Judith. Yes. Harriet. I knew she'd correct me. Thank you, Holly. But it was noisy in the chapel that evening.
And just a quick aside, Stephanie from West Virginia, we always see at the bash and everything.
Yes.
She got great news. I think it's her granddaughter, Helena, had a successful surgery today. She won't need any more surgeries, no more casts or braces for her. Her surgery was a complete success.
Oh, that's great.
So that's fantastic.
So glad to hear that.
So, okay, which one do you want me to start with?
These are all, I mean, nothing particular. Y'all can hear what you hear. For the most part in this, you're going to hear Matthew Boyer, who is the historian. This was Matthew's first investigation that he was actually present at. So you'll hear him making commentary. And you'll hear the spirit coming in and asserting itself at various points. These are not real long, but I clipped them off, so they were real good. Hopefully, it'll come through on your end as clear as it was in ours.
Okay, so we'll just start with this one.
Mm-hmm.
General, this said if you come to talk to me.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Thank you, General Kane.
I'll play that one again because the speaker volume was kind of low.
So, first off, General Kane, are you here? We are ready for you to talk to us, if you are ready.
So
yes, we have, General.
Haley wants to know if the chapel is still active. Do they still do services there?
They do a number of civic things going. They can have memorial services there, and they do. They also have historic plays, so there's stuff that's not associated directly with religious services that do occur that's more centered about General Kane or his family, the history.
Okay.
So there's a number of events that take place in the chapel.
And here's the next one.
Could we ask for anybody else? Is Elizabeth here? Elizabeth Kane, the wife of the general? Is Harriet Amelia Kane here, the daughter of the general and Elizabeth? Now, we just heard yes coming from what we believe to be General Kane. Are any of the sons to the Kane family? Dr. Evan O'Neill Kane.
Yeah.
Somebody said that's not right, and then nope, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And this one.
No, we just heard Harriet. Yep.
Yeah, I thought I was hearing there's 10
Hello,
figures.
Harriet is here.
Let's see.
So nice.
No, we just heard Harriet. Yep.
Yeah, Harriet.
Hello, Harriet.
Harriet is here.
So nice of you to join us this evening.
Both social media items that we are having people watch and hear you and your family. Yep. Could you say hello or welcome everyone to what they are listening to and to introduce your.
I definitely heard digitized from a female just before we started talking about the social media things, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah. It was just a sort of a casual, interesting interchange. And one thing that was noteworthy was it wasn't a lot of hyperbolic voices and shouting and things like that. It was pretty much on a consistent but subdued basis like that.
Okay, and then the last one.
Okay, we're recording. Spirit, are you with us this afternoon?
Consider the lily mean anything to you? Does
that mean anything to you?
Solid
and stable as that one, not even close.
Yeah, well, hopefully that'll charge, and we'll when we finish tonight's show, I'm going to try to get in touch with Steve and see what he can do walking us through that.
So I had to buy these because these are CDs. The ones you had were DVDs. So I couldn't write an audio file to it. But while I was there for just a couple bucks, I picked these up so we can throw them in here.
Yeah, the jewel cases.
Yeah, send them out.
I had so many of those, I got rid of.
Yeah, I never thought I'd use them again, so.
Yeah.
Looks like Mike's leaving his place at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, Mike was hoping to be up there by 1.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Holly said she'll be at the manor before 1. So, wow.
Yeah, I'm figuring that I'm going to try to get underway here by 11, which if I'm able to pull that off, I should be up there by maybe 4 at the latest.
I'm going to be up at 6:30-ish anyway to make sure the kids are off to work, and then from there I can just start loading gear.
Yeah, I started putting a few things in my box ready. I mean, everything's pretty much ready to go.
So what would you like me to specifically take? Basically just the TV and the DVR system?
To that, and then let me see what, make just in case of any overflow that I can't get in mind.
Okay.
There might be a couple cases just to throw up there. And I didn't, you know, coming back late and stuff, I didn't have a chance to stop to get a case for the the new thing.
Well, but if I'm heading over there between 11 and 12, they'll be open. So, or at least they should be, I would think. So I can just stop and grab one then.
Holly, we're sort of bringing most everything, I believe. So it's one of those things that if we don't bring it, then we'll probably want
need
it.
Absolutely.
Need it. So, and I've got a lot of extra cords for running stuff. I did pick up the lights today, Holly, the intense light system. So for some of the large rooms, we can light them up with the infrared.
But you haven't been into the man of the bed and breakfast, right?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't able to get in there last weekend. They had an event on Sunday, and Dave, I believe, was the owner, was gone most of. Oh, just heard today, over with Pam and that, the Cashtown Inn's up for sale now. From what I had heard, the asking price on that I thought was a little high. It was over $1
million. Oh, no.
Yeah, so we have in our area here and around Gettysburg a number of the historic facilities that are also known for their activity are up for sale on the market for a variety of reasons.
We have Cashtown. I had heard rumor, I don't know if it's true or not, but I had heard rumor at one point about maybe the Farnsworth
Supposedly that, I don't know if it's officially up, but at some point this year I've heard that that's probably going up.
Okay.
And then the Fairfield Inn.
Right.
And and then, of course, Pam and Steve's place. That was up for foreclosure before they got that deal. And
it was a good deal, though.
That was a real good deal.
I still have not been there. Jim got to see it today. So.
I felt the most activity in the attic there. And she told me there's documentation before the Battle of Gettysburg, Southern troops coming up that road did enter the house. They actually went into the basement where there was a lot of applesauce and that kind of stuff placed back, and they sort of stole all the applesauce. There was a tannery nearby that they sort of raided that and got leather goods and stuff, and then they went up in the attic of this house, of Pam and Steve's house, and basically there were some goods up there, and what they couldn't carry, they sort of ruined.
Now, Haley said the comic over in York, that sold for $1 million.
Yeah, but that was sort of, that's true. Yeah, but I think that came down, too, over what it was originally, the asking price. I don't know.
And Kathy says there's a haunted mansion for sale in York right by where the current Memorial Hospital is, which you can see off of 83. So, I don't know.
Mike, hope you have a, yeah, Mike, I should buy that. Yeah, that would be good, Mike. That would be excellent, my friend.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Hope Mike has a safe trip, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
So, what can we expect? We're going to have the Manor, the bed and breakfast tomorrow, right? Is that the plan? We'll be doing that tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be meeting the Manor, and then I guess after the opening ceremonies or dinner or whatever, then there'll be an investigation at the Manor tomorrow evening. That's where we'll actually be staying.
Okay.
And there is literally outside of the Manor across the street. Now, that said, you've got a lot of space going out to the street from where the Manor sits.
Right.
But there's a large home right across the street from the Manor that's also haunted. That was our backup.
That's
where
we were originally going to stay.
Yeah, I think the Manor owns that as well. The Manor's on, I think they were telling me, I don't know, 20 plus acres. There's a lot of land. And actually, one of the Kane sons, the one who was the surgeon who did the self-surgery,
right.
He's buried on the grounds.
Okay. So he's not buried
family.
At the chapel?
No, just the general. The only
one
at the chapel's the general. That son is buried on the property, but it's down in the woods, and I mean, obviously with snow and all this, there's no getting down there. But and from what Holly said, it's a pretty good ways away, like a quarter mile into the woods in the lot.
Okay.
They've actually been trying to find it. Now Elizabeth, General's wife, is buried in the largest the largest cemetery. There's four cemeteries in Kane. And she's buried the largest there.
That's very odd though, that only the
Forest Lawn.
That's very odd that the general wouldn't be buried with her, or she with him.
Well, I don't know. She, you know,
it's
obviously
strange,
passed
yeah.
well before she
right,
did.
Right, but, you know, for as loving a couple as they sound like they are, having this manor built for her and this chapel built for her and all that, it's very strange to me that he would be buried in one place and her in another. Usually they
well,
wouldn't throw them together.
They have most of the family members are buried where the wife is, Elizabeth. They have a crypt there. Now, there's another thing that Matthew had told me.
Scott Longman just joined in from London.
Maybe they're afraid that the house would get sold if they were buried there.
That could be too.
Holly says her house has been very active since you guys were at the chapel. And yes, the guy who owns the manor owns the Longhorn house across the street.
Okay.
And Thomas is buried there with his two wives.
Now, where Elizabeth is buried, like I said, it's a family crypt. And I forget what time frame. Matthew said the family crypt was heavily vandalized at one point.
No.
The windows in the crypt were broken up and all that. So they have cemented all that in.
Okay.
The reason I bring this up is so it's questionable if that could ever be opened again.
Right.
One of the surviving Kanes, direct descendant, wants to be buried there in Longview. I mean, in
so they're
going
to have to
Lawn.
Break all that concrete down. And
well, it's even questionable if that can occur. There's also a number of the notables in the family buried in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And a crypt too, so he may have to settle for Philly.
And Holly says the general requested to be buried at the church.
Okay.
So that's why he's not buried with her. I thought maybe they would put her with him since he went in first, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
who
guys
knows?
Like their own private time and stuff.
You got while I was alive, the dead is just for me.
And again, I want to thank Holly and her husband, AJ. We had a wonderful weekend with them, and Matthew for availing his time and stuff for the weekend. It was great history.
Do you want to let everybody in on what Anthony's going to be doing for us?
Well, it's for us and for Holly and
right.
potentially the other
Daniel.
Yeah, Holly's husband is a published author. A lot of his works are academia. He's a PhD tenured professor at Westchester State, and his degree and all that is in business finance, economics, and a very learned man. And so a lot of his works are academic, but he also has lesser works that are not directly aligned to
right,
the subject.
Right.
And so he has access to a publisher, an individual to do the covers. And so he's given me homework assignments, and I've been detailing that as far as he's graciously backing getting a book made about Cain and doing all of us a favor and spoke to me directly about how one goes about a lot of this from a business aspect where maybe we
right.
can start to deduct some of our expensing. The
right.
important thing for anybody doing the paranormal, there's a
yeah.
lot of expensing between doing the trips and the equipment and everything else. And not that anybody's looking to make money, but it's sort
yeah.
of nice if you can help.
If you can break, break even and basically generate a little bit of income to offset the costs as far as travel, fuel, food, lodging, the cost to get in these places, purchase some new equipment, upkeep of current equipment, things like that. You can offset that and you basically get to do what you love at no cost. What's wrong with
that? And I'm very appreciative of this because I'm actually working on my own book project as well. And so the experience of this and some of the discipline and really outstanding ideas that Holly's husband has given me will help assist in that project as well. So that was a one I learned quite a bit this past weekend. And, of course, as sort of I expected Spirit would be rather conducive, and it was. I mean, from the first evening, Holly and I went up on late Friday evening to pay respects to the general. We did not go in the chapel, just up to his graveside. And spoke to him a while. We got replies to that. So.
But that's part of what you've been doing with your graveside sabbaticals.
Right.
So.
So I think hopefully, if the weatherman is correct, I think we get up there tomorrow without much fanfare, without much problems. Getting back will be the adventure. We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
But that's sort of interesting too, for not only being locked down but also snowed in. So
yeah. Locked in,
snowed
in.
I think if nothing more, we'll have a really good picture of the activity of Cain Manor.
Right.
After this, and of course we had said all along. I think just sort of looking at it and the expanse of Cain and what all's going there.
The stories of reports of some of the townsfolk having activity in their private residences, that type of thing.
We envisioned this as a layered project.
Right.
It's I know I'm really excited. She's got some wonderful people coming. Holly's got her old group, number of members of that, and so we've got a lot of. Very special people with a bunch of gifts assembling, and this should be a really neat weekend, and we should have some really good stuff going forward. I know I have some really good stuff just last weekend, and I haven't had a chance to refine yet,
right.
but we will definitely be working on that. And then I think what we may try to do is... in February, maybe some point, we might try to hook back to Thaddeus Stevens' house for a.
Okay, well, I know
for a term.
That I have a meat Caitlin, tentatively scheduled for the weekend of the 8th. She would be on Saturday the 9th. So other than that, I don't see much interference. Work schedules and things like that, but see what we can do. And I think that that's one I could bring Bronwyn to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think she would enjoy that.
I'll be tuned in to Gettysburg Ghost Exchange. Pam got some really neat news today about some more people that are coming.
To the bash,
a couple big headliners and known individuals.
Yeah.
So it seems like she's really things are going well there. I think she was saying they're expecting something like 91 vendors.
91 vendors, yep.
So this is really going to be much larger than last year's.
It amazes me how they can top it.
Yeah.
It really does.
And of course, I let Terry know, we have made plans. Dave's taken off an additional day on that Monday, so that Sunday evening we will be having some investigations.
Right.
We'll be offering some investigations from Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So this year we'll be actually having, boy, and I was thinking of that. Four investigations on top of doing all the stuff at the best,
that's
exhausting. So I think pretty much leave everything open in July till the bash.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Absolutely, yeah. So, well, that's what we've got going on. Oh, sorry.
Good news on Sheila's recovering and doing great.
Sheila's back on the show.
A lot of our friends and that are doing well. It's nice to have the good news.
We went through a month of everybody having surgery and falls and breaks and send prayers, and now it's all paid off. Everybody's on the mend.
Yeah, so that's really good. We've crossed that period. Oh, I see Mike's in tonight.
Yeah,
it's very good. Mike, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to read about your exploits. Mike's very well established and has done some really fascinating work in and around the Carolinas and that, and just has some really amazing
footage. Yeah, it's your old hometown. It's your old stomping grounds, Carolinas.
Yeah, I was even probably going to try to I don't know what Mike's schedule is, but when Yvonne goes down to Florida, when I go, you know, how I drive down, I was going to see that over that weekend, if he's around that weekend or something, like maybe I can stop in and, you know, just spend a little time for a day or something with him down there. So I'll be contacting him.
So Kathy said she's already taken off, so she hopes to make it over to the bash this year as well.
Oh, good.
So that's good. And
Terry's got a lot of really neat stuff going on.
Terry on the Trails just hit 1,000 followers as well on Facebook, so that was cool.
Yeah, and a lot of our friends and all that seem to be in a good spot right now. Things are starting to work up.
Well, you know, we went through that period where everybody was just running afoul, you know. Injuries, health, people backing out on things and stuff like that. That's completely out of your control. And then
the year came
and things kind of turned around.
I know another thing else. I'll give him a plug. Our friend Steve Hummel up in Moundsville.
Right.
On March 2nd, which is a Saturday, he is hosting there at his Museum of the Afterlife.
Right.
I guess in the school, the Sanford School.
In the old Sanford School, yeah.
They're hosting a haunted relics paranormal, sort of like a paracon, with all the haunted relics, haunted dolls, and all that. And so if you'll look on his site, you'll have the details on that. So that's if you're starting to climb out of the snow in the winter blues, that'll be Saturday, March 2nd. And along that same line, I think Kristen Lee is offering some specials on the Bel Air House for that Friday and Saturday to correspond with that. So anybody in and around the Moundsville area that's interested, of course, Dave and I have had many memorable evenings at the Bel Air House, and one of our favorite spirits is there. We always love to be in contact with Emily. That's Dave's Emily.
Yeah, yeah. The good thing about her, though, is I don't have to go down to see her. She's anywhere I need her to be. So
yeah.
Once she crossed over, if I really needed her, I think I could make contact with her anywhere. I truly believe that. So we got about 5 minutes left. If anybody's got any questions, let us know. Haley said she still wants to sit in the mound at Moundsville. Just to feel the energy of such a sacred location. That's probably possible. I mean, they let you walk up on top of it, don't they?
Oh, yes. No, you absolutely can.
Well, there you go.
Unfortunately, I can't walk on them with my bum ankle. I think I tried a couple years ago, and that was murderous. But if your feet and ankles are in good shape, yes, you can walk on that mound for sure.
Yeah. So, who was it that we were talking to that said they grew up in the house right across the street from the prison?
Yeah.
I cannot remember who that was.
Yeah, somebody did tell us.
Somebody
about
we
that.
Know was telling us that they grew up in a house literally on the other side of the street from Moundsville Penitentiary.
Yep.
And I cannot remember who that was.
I can't either.
So, that's crazy. That's crazy. It'll come to us after the show's over, like it always does. So, but.
Well, Mike, I look forward to seeing you, and I guess we'll be teaming up on a number of the sessions. I really look forward to that. And it should be really cool. Holly is a very generous lady. Her and her husband really make you feel welcome. And
Terry
can't
said
thank
his aunt.
Enough. Oh, it's his aunt. That's right. That's right. Terry was telling
us about
that.
That we talked to at World's Largest.
Yes. Yes. And there's some big, there's we don't have all the details, but there's a lot of really neat undercurrents going on right now. So a lot of our friends who have facilities within stuff, there's some really good news ready to break on a lot of fronts. So
remember, shameless plug, but remember, we're on Facebook, obviously, if you're watching, Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to us on YouTube. I just put up a new movie on YouTube today, as well as on Facebook. We've got, when it comes to the bash, you want to do yourself a favor and find a way to make it there this year. We're going to be there. We're going to be hosting investigations 4 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday night, you said, will be the trails, right?
Well, we really haven't set down necessarily.
I mean,
we have a lot of flexibility.
We
have
access to the trails.
At least three, maybe.
Access to Thaddeus Stevens.
Yeah.
Access to the secondary location. That the property itself is where the activity is, because it's on the southern end of Pickett's Charge. So, and where the bash is being held at the
Wyndham.
Yeah,
that's haunted.
Got activity going on. So
got a lot of activity. Holly got attacked in the elevator.
Yes, she did.
You did Haley.
And Haley and I saw that black figure
black
that
figure.
We chased down two hallways from the third floor down to the first floor and back up. And yeah. So we will be there. We will be having investigations.
So we'll be doing a live presentation tomorrow evening.
Yeah, well, we definitely be live from the
Kane
Manor.
So tune in. I guess it does have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So you can post stuff, you know, let them know when we'll be actually doing those
live sessions. Since it has Wi-Fi, we don't have to do it from the small screen. We can do it from the laptop, you know. And maybe
so make
we
sure
do it YouTube.
Haley brings,
maybe we do it YouTube
we'll
as well.
We'll make sure Haley brings the other unit.
Will do.
Too.
Will do. And maybe we'll do one on Facebook and one on YouTube and do a YouTube live.
Sounds good.
I've heard there's a lot more functionality on that end, so we'll see how that goes. But
yeah,
that's the show for tonight. Stay tuned for tomorrow. You have me and Jim. You have Haley. Mike will be there. Daniel Kloss, the owner of the Hinsdale House Restoration Project, will be there. Holly and her team will be there. And we'll have Jan on the phone.
Yeah.
So we're going to go see everything that the Kane Manor has to offer and see what we can see and hear what we can hear.
Hopefully we have a new, unique experience to
right.
broadcast to you tomorrow evening.
And we'll have the manor, at least the manor tomorrow, possibly the chapel Saturday or Sunday.
And
the Longhorn House Saturday as well. So,
and for everybody in the Mid-Atlantic region and that, please be careful this weekend, depending on where you're at. Everybody seems like they're getting something, and then we go into an Arctic freeze. So everybody be careful and just use common sense.
Yep. Unlike us, we're going to be driving.
Unlike us.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody,
good
for
night,
tuning
everyone.
In. And be safe. Have a good weekend. And stay tuned to Facebook to see where we're going to be and what times we're going to be. And check us out on YouTube as well, because we'll probably be doing a live feed from there as well over the weekend. So be safe. Have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Are you off?
Yes, we're off.
Can you get that stuff in that room? Put my area back.
Yeah, well, this here is all this
stuff. Yeah, let's put it in there.
Okay.